Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker, and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
All right, happy Friday. Get into this Bills-Dolphins game. Sal Capaccio for an hour. Mark Schofield today. Adam Krautwurst. It's like a perfect Bulldog day of guests.
Truly. Yes, truly. Happy Friday to you, too.
Thank you. This might be excessive. I have water, iced tea, and coffee, and then an empty Yeti mug.
Yeah.
Just there's no room for all this. A phone, a notebook, a laptop, this mint I got from the Thai restaurant where I had lunch.
What did you have in the I haven't had Thai in a while.
I'm not even sure if it's a mint. It's some sort of candy, probably.
What did you have in the Yeti, hot or cold?
It's empty. Okay. I brought it in to, you know, well, I know your point about this.
You didn't bring it. It wasn't a receptacle for a current beverage. It
just right.
You had it and you brought it in case you needed
it. It was not an RCB. Okay. No. I know your point about this, and I agree with it.
Yeah, too
hot stays hot.
Hot stays too hot for too long.
Yeah.
I mean, those things they're genius for, you know, sneaking a beer into an ice rink, say. I mean, hypothetically. One could do that if you were inclined. And, I mean, that sucker, that is staying out of the fridge cold for hours. Problem is, yeah, too hot. Like, I want to be able to drink my coffee at some point, and it does not work, man.
You know what's a great drink today where I think you might want that thing is the hot cider. For, like, tonight. Say you had a fire tonight or something.
Yeah,
it gets around 50 degrees, maybe under. The hot cider. The mulled cider.
I want it to be not too hot when it goes in the cup, though, because it'll stay the same point. But as long as you monitor the temperature of that cider and it's not, you know, like McDonald's drive-through coffee hot when you get it, mm-hmm. Then I think you're in good shape there. Yeah,
free advice.
It's an odd criticism of a product that works too well.
It works too well. Yeah,
it works too well. It's too effective. It's too hot for too long. I've just got a big bucket of iced coffee. I decided Friday, you know, I'll let it rip.
Interesting.
So,
all right. Well, this is interesting how the Bills. So that's Monday night. This is Friday. It's this week. Monday night, you watch the Bills play, and it's just this is perfect. This is perfection. Especially if you're at the game, I think you get the atmosphere, and what a night to be there, I'm sure. But you've got maybe a good team on the other side, a team that's been good on the other side, and it's a total beatdown. Sky's the limit. Can we win every game? The Ram game and then this game. Now I think right now, I feel a little bit of this. Maybe you'll straighten me out. For Sunday, I feel like, all right, if Miami can't beat them, this way, when will they? Like, when is Miami going to have a better chance of beating the Bills? And so that might be an overreaction because just Monday night, I mean, I know how the NFL works where, like, I'm never too sure of anything, but Monday night the Bills looked just perfect, like the best team in the NFL, maybe even by a distance. And that's how they looked week one, week two. Now it's week three, and uh-oh. A little bit?
I don't know.
Miami had better beat them. Miami had better beat them here.
Well, wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Miami had better beat them. If Miami is to be taken seriously, this is your chance.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Allen isn't injured, but come on.
Right.
What's Miami? If Miami loses here, like they've been losing to the Bills, and the season goes along, and, you know, what did yesterday, Ross Tucker say about the Dolphins? You know, they have a shot at the playoffs. Like, if that's the season they have, what's their move? The Bills lose to Kansas City, and they go and just attack the edges, pass rush. They do that again. And, like, we're trying to beat Kansas City. That's the one problem the Bills have had in the AFC is beating Kansas City in the playoffs 2 years in a row. The Dolphins have a Bills problem. Every team in this division has a Bills problem. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do about it? So the Dolphins go and drop Tyreek Hill onto the roster. Brilliant, you know, for now. You better... Mm-hmm. You know, get there pretty soon because Hill's well into his career. But sure, here you get them with almost the whole secondary out, a very good, if not two or three, defensive linemen out. Maybe Davis. I mean, Davis didn't look good in that clip. So I don't know. Like, this is an opening, obviously. That's all.
Yeah. No, I think just the way you said that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Miami better beat the Bills. It sounds like something you'd say about the Bills going to play the Patriots in a similar state, right? Like years ago.
Yeah. Well, the castle year, maybe.
Right. I mean, sure. Okay. I agree. I think if the Dolphins are to like make this, they can make this a season for the foreseeable future. Everything's overstated. I mean, it's week three, so like I don't know. I want to try to not like keep tripping myself up on like, things that maybe nobody else is thinking, but like me. I mean, it's so early. So to say if the Bills roll the Dolphins, we won't have a season is ridiculous. But that's how I think we'll feel the way the Bills look. If they look that good again, that superior in this state with the injuries that they have currently, if they are able to dispose of Miami the way they have been, similar to how they did, took care of the Rams and the Titans, then it's going to feel like the only thing that can stop this is you know, something awful injury-wise to the offense, like to Allen or maybe Diggs. But even that, I mean, Diggs, I don't know. It'll just feel like they're just going to waltz here. Whatever. How many wins do you want to have the one seed? 14, 15? What's it going to take? And if Miami wins, then I think, you know, week to week here until the Bills hopefully get back in front of them, it'll be a little tense, I think. And I don't know. I don't necessarily – I don't want this to sound like I want tension. But I'm not going to be – like, I have no nerves about this right now. From where I was before the opener to now, the way they've looked has – like, I'm where we were a lot of last season, even though it was rocky. There's been nothing rocky yet. All we've got is injuries, and those, you know, can be a precursor of rocky-ness. But I feel like I know what this team is, and as long as the most important guy on the team is upright and playing like he's been playing, I feel like the season is going to be fine, even if they fall a game behind Miami in week three.
Well, the difference, there's two differences. One is the second one is the difference between your perception of the Dolphins versus your perception of the Chiefs. Last year, it was the Chiefs. The Titans ended up being the one, and you had the Bengals. But really, like, you're thinking the 2020, they lose to Kansas City. 2021 is, how do I compare with Kansas City? And then in the standings, too. The Chiefs, you think the Chiefs are better than the Dolphins, and they probably are. The other difference, though, is the Dolphins are in your division. So if this were Kansas City and you lose, I mean, you can be – I remember last year, like, they lost six games, and the one seed was never really, like, right there for them where it was, like, theirs to lose or anything. Mm-hmm. But you knew they were super good. And pretty much, I mean, they got the division. You needed that, and you got that. And so you're playing at home, and you might have to go on the road for – well, it turned out to be two games, but – anyway, like the fact that the Dolphins are in the division, if it's true that Miami is tough, and it doesn't have to be the whole roster. It hasn't always been with this whole roster. You know, it was the quarterback and then Diggs and their passing game. Like 2 years ago, they won, what, 12, 13 games that way? 13-3, was it, mm-hmm. 2 years ago?
I think 13-3 and 20, yeah.
And it was kind of... sure, they had Hyde and Poyer, and they had other good players, but Allen and, like, with Mahomes in Kansas City, that's the name of the game. And Miami could be good like that right now. Like, they could be good like that right now. No, Tua isn't Allen or Mahomes, but with that receiving core, they might be just, like, rolling up big numbers all the time. They might be capable of that. So if they are, they'll win lots of games, unless last week's a fluke. Because of Baltimore's secondary and, you know, they're down 21 in the fourth. They got to do what they did. Again, Ross Tucker, the only chance they had was to throw deep to Tyreek Hill, and Baltimore let him do it. Like, yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Just busted it wide open. There wasn't even, like, you know, those weren't even, like, fluky 50-50 balls. Like, they just let guys go. It was breakdowns that got them there. So,
what a spot for the Dolphins here. What an opportunity this is. Mm-hmm. They want to know, their fans want to know, everybody wants to know if they're legit. And they get the Bills this way. What a break. You know, like, what a break this is for them. They have a chance here to win and then announce, like, we're in the conversation. Maybe mm-hmm. people aren't ready to say that yet.
I'm definitely not ready to say that yet. I think I have had a healthy amount. Like, I'm not blowing off Miami, but I'm not ready, based on last week, to buy that they're on the tier that the real contending, the Super Bowl contending teams are on. I think if they take down Buffalo in the state Buffalo's in this week, that's obviously, I think, well, obviously, in my opinion, a huge step in the right direction. But it is still, there's going to be that, like, well, yeah, but you didn't really play, you know, you were the secondary might be beyond the passing offense. The strength of this team, and it's gutted right now. So, you know, if Miami's able to you know, beat the Bills, however they do it, they're still going to be like an asterisk, there,
but,
I think, at least for us.
But so what? I mean, as far
as
they're
concerned.
No, it won't
matter in the standings, of course.
Right. Yeah. Like, when the Bills won in Kansas City last year, Kansas City was like that, where they were just falling over each other in the secondary, you know, in that game, and we didn't care.
Right.
For us, it was the Bills showed they could win in Arrowhead. And for the Dolphins, it would be, we can beat them. We just did it. We don't have to lose to Josh Allen just because he's Josh Allen, you know. We can win. So, you know, the, it's not even like you could have the same overall chill attitude about the season. Most people would. And then, okay, so you go to the playoffs and Miami's able to put a big season together and say they end up ahead of you. Say they end up winning the division and you're like the five. You're 12-5, they're 13-4, some season like that. You're both really good. The bye, yes, but and who cares about home field that much? But you just have to play a tougher road, you know? That's the Bills succumbed to that last year, getting the, I think, maybe most people would say, the worst possible draw in the playoffs. We all think they would have beaten Cincinnati. Who knows? We all think they would have beaten Tennessee. They get Kansas City instead and go down, barely. And so, you know, if you're playing on the road that way and you're playing probably better teams in that way. And that's just a long ways off. I'm not sitting here going, like, this is for the division in 2 days.
Right, good. Because, like, for me, like, I'm sitting over here waiting to say, win or lose here, I still would feel like the division is the Bills to lose. Even if they're a game behind Miami after week three. I just feel like there's enough games left. I think the Bills are the superior team, and they'll take care of what they need to take care of. Like, I don't feel like I'm losing some pride. I'm losing my unbeaten record. I've got Josh Allen dinged because he couldn't beat Miami this time.
He's
mostly dominated them. All right, his only loss to them is that rookie year game where he doesn't throw it all the way to Charles Clay, right?
Yep.
So
seven straight since.
So I've got emotional things there, but as far as the race goes, I mean that's why I just feel very relaxed about it. You got me with all my guys hurt. Okay, hat tip to you. Good for you. Now let's see how the rest of October, November, and December go. Because there's a long way to go, and I think the Bills are the better team. But Miami, if they can do enough on defense that they can win this game, I think they should be able to do some business on the Bills with the secondary banged up like it is. But we're talking about a Bills team that has played teams that should have been harder on them, and they've been able to just shut it down. They shut it down with 20 minutes to play, like 20 minutes of game time on Monday. They just, the fourth quarter plus the last 5 minutes of the third just were done. So if Miami pushes them to where they have to keep going and can still come out on top, that'll be the most impressive thing of all because they have not had an antidote to Allen at all.
Maybe I'm a little bit of a devil's advocate mood. Maybe I'm bored already with this season, but like the Tennessee Titans are never coming back on you. Like they're almost the worst team in the NFL to have to come back like that. Once it gets to be, what was the halftime score? 17-7?
Mm-hmm.
So then 24-7, what's the move for Tennessee? Throw the ball to Robert Woods 12 times? Like they're not unleashing Robert Woods behind the Bills secondary like Tyreek Hill blasts through Baltimore. Miami's suited. We saw it. You'd have to say it. Like they're a team who would be on the high end of the scale for if they're down in a game, right? You know how Baltimore was always ripped for like, all you have to do is get the lead on them.
Can't come back, right?
Can't come back. Tennessee, holy cow. They had nothing. And then you get the pick six.
They have a pretty remedial
right.
passing game.
It definitely was a beatdown. But then you get the pick six, and then it's like, all right, we're taking guys out, because so what? They know, too. Like, they're not coming back on the Bills or anybody from 34-7. So, good night. And this is a different kind of – this is a very different kind of team than that. I mean, if the Bills get up 14-0 in the first quarter, buckle up. This – fantasy players would love that if this happens in this game. One team to get up like by 14 points, and then let's just see this game end. Let's see 70 points on the board in this game, because the guy, Tua, threw what, 482 and 6 last week?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this could get really wild. The total is, what, 53, I believe. The odds on the division, so say Miami wins. The Bills would still be favored to win the AFC East, even down a game and the tiebreaker, even down a game having lost to the team ahead of them. They would still be, I think, unless it was a blowout or something,
But I agree. That's you know that is. I mean, I would expect that to be the case. I'm not saying that's why I am so relaxed, but when you put it that way, you know, that's another reason why I would feel validated sitting here telling you I still think they're the favorite in the division. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I think they would be the betting favorite. They are minus 400 right now to win the division. That's with this game looming. Everybody knows the injuries. The line isn't moving at all. Joe Ostrowski talked like the line might have been at 7, and then it came down. That's probably right. I don't remember seeing this line ever higher than 6 this week, and who knew about Hyde or even Poyer? There's been these suspicions this week. You could have. We saw that it happened during the game, but they're 5.5 right now to win. If the game's in Buffalo, that's like they're favored by 10. Mm-hmm. It's the same as Tennessee, I would say, if that game were here. Maybe, just a guess, but tends to swing like that.
And that's respect because of the offense. Like the offense, even without Gabriel Davis last week, still did what they did. So you can even be worried about him in this and just feel like I'm gonna find my way. Like Allen is gonna make plays against this team. They play a style of defense or have played a style of defense that works to Allen's favor. And like I'm going to believe Miami can handle him, stop him, contain him in any way when I see it.
When they do.
It just has not happened.
What'd you think last night? The Njoku game.
It was a better game than it started out pretty bad, but it was a, you know, decent watch, you know.
Yep.
So it had that going for it. I just like Pittsburgh. Just they got to do something with Trubisky. Had probably as good a day as he's going to have.
Yeah,
and he to me is still terrible. And I feel like an idiot forever like backing that idea, because there are just balls he throws that I think he throws with like, well, there's a guy over there. I don't know. That's what it looks like. Yeah, there's no chance really, but at least I'll get credit for throwing it down the field. It's a bad scene there, I think.
Everything was to the sidelines until the last drive.
Yeah, and then, yeah, suddenly Freiermuth is like, oh, right. He's on the team, remember?
The Muth is loose there in the last drive, but not before. The 1-2 Claypool where you see Deontay Johnson throw his arms up, he's like five yards in front of the ball.
Fitzpatrick mentioned that on the pregame show last night, that like, you know, Watt looking at the Steelers, their first two games, there's just some bad vibes there, you know, and yeah, that's evident. I think they've got to do something. And Tomlin already today, I think, has said like, we're not changing quarterbacks.
Yeah, last night and today.
So I don't know, man.
He has three, by the way. If he's not ready for Kenny Pickett, he does have Rudolph.
Yeah.
Who might be as good or better than Trubisky. He's not really good. I mean, you wouldn't draft him in the first round right now or anything, but...
Yeah, no, yeah.
And they could have won the game. It was a one-score game until that last play.
They could. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
What happened there? Oh, you had the spread?
I had... we talked yesterday about what I had on the game. So, yeah, I had a Pickens and Njoku, and, you know, so when Pickens gets one hand on that...
Yikes. Wow.
Right, like, I mean, and that was... That was like $500-$600 on $10. I mean, pairing up Njoku and him was a big long shot, and it, you know, it came that close. But fine, I get my field goal. I needed the field goal because after the show, FanDuel does this. They like as it gets closer to game time. I don't know when they put this up, but they'll put some boosts up, right? And the one that caught my eye kind of right before kickoff was Chubb touchdown, Harris touchdown, alternate spread Steelers plus 7.5. And it was plus 800. I'm like, okay, well, I don't have any running back stuff on my other parlays. And, boy, I like the Steelers plus 4.5. I definitely like them plus 7.5. Fine. So I threw $20 on that. And so...
20 to win 1,600?
No, 160.
20 to win 160?
Yeah.
Okay, 8 to 1. Okay, right. Yeah. Sorry.
So... you know, they get their, I wasn't that worried. They're driving and I'm thinking, well, they need two scores. So if they can't get a touchdown here, they'll get a field goal and I'm set. So they do. They don't get the onside kick. Cleveland can't run out the clock.
They do, but it's reversed.
Right. That's right.
Oh, my God, right. With football.
And I'm sitting there, and then they screwed around with the clock, too. Like, the clock, whatever. Yeah. I'm sure they did what was right, but it was.
Oh, definitely.
It was different. There was going to be, I felt like, before the review, there was going to be like a 7-second difference between the play clock and the.
That's right.
And because of the review, it was, well, reset the clock and all this. So there was more time.
There's a runoff and a 25-second play clock instead of 40.
Ugh. So anyway,
oh, my goodness.
So Pittsburgh is at their 5. I'm set. It's a 6-point game. I'm 7.5. I've got my Chubb. I've got my Harris. Sorry. And I'm all good. And then I'm okay. Just don't get a safety. That's my thought. Don't get okay. He gets the ball away. Okay, I'm good. And then the lateral started, and I'm just like, oh no, oh no, oh some, oh no, oh oh. And like, Michael's just very good. That's going to be a touchdown, and I'm like, I cannot believe this just happened. Tons of people must have had that on FanDuel.
Oh, Bulldog, think about the DFS tournaments.
Right.
I saw a graphic where the guy who had it was $250,000 to first, and he had it, but then he ended up winning $700. Because of that play. He went from a $250,000.
Yeah, right.
And you go back all the way to the onside kick, whatever, and it's just the game's over. You see Chubb get that first down, and it's like, all right, I did it.
Right.
Because now it's kneel down, and it's done.
I could not. I'm glad I stayed.
15 minutes later.
I was tempted. Oh. You know, it's late. I wanted to turn it off. I wanted to go to bed. Chubb gets the first down. I'm like, I could just turn this. I'm good here. No, I got to just wait. What's going on? Oh, they're reviewing it. Oh. And yeah, that was painful.
Clear and obvious.
It was so painful, right?
These stupid reviews.
For me, I can justify it. I feel like, you know, whatever. It's $20. I got a good story for the radio. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Fine. It's worth it.
Funny. Yeah,
so I might not be as frustrated as the average person because at least I get to complain about it publicly.
Love losing.
But
for that reason,
it was hilarious to me that it happened the way it happened.
I love losing for that reason. Oh,
all
content.
The Pickens thing, so close, right? And then everything else, just it was just amazing.
The Claypool line was 35.5. He had 41.
Right.
And he goes -6 on that play.
I had a guy, somebody that tweeted me, like sent me their, you know, their bet sheet.
Oh.
And like, I had this, and it was for, I think, way more money than I lost out on because of that play. And I'm like, damn, dude, that is heavy.
I thought they might, like, run out of bounds and run another one. When Claypool caught the pass, because they had, I don't know, 5 seconds or something there.
Yeah, they weren't really set up for much there.
No.
Like, it did not, it never had a
time,
chance.
But
it never really had a chance.
No. Wow. Wow.
And, yeah, it ends up in their end zone, and I'm just like, what is even? Somebody just kick it out of the end? What are you doing?
The best. It's the best.
Yeah, I mean, I'm laughing. It was hilarious. I mean, I'm not deflecting. I would have loved to have $160 to play with, but, you know, fine.
Here was me as the guy with 3 or 4 high-stakes teams that had Cleveland defense. Oh, cool. That was me last night. That's how I reacted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. 6. I'll take 6. And I think you get a point for a fumble recovery, too. 7. I'll take 7
nice.
Points.
Good for you.
Put it in my pocket. Go to the weekend. That's nice. 803-0550. We'll look for your calls next on Bills Dolphins. We'll have Mark Schofield at 4, Sal for an hour, and Adam Krautwurst, then picks. Day's kind of all set after, once we get to 4 o'clock. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Well, it's never a good time to be missing guys. You know, that said, we have confidence in the guys that are going to be asked to step in and fill those gaps, and whether it's their position or other positions.
Sean McDermott, no Micah Hyde, Dane Jackson, Jordan Phillips, Ed Oliver ruled out. That is from this afternoon. The Bills injury report has come out. That's the list of out guys at this point. Bills and Dolphins Sunday at 1 here on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Speaking of injuries, have you seen the news out of L.A.?
On the Chargers?
Justin Herbert is not practicing.
Oh.
That line has moved from 7 to 3.
Ooh.
So
that's tough.
We might have a problem there. He's got the rib injury from the game against Kansas City. And I think we've been on that since the beginning of the week. Like, he's gonna have to play through that or else not play. Like, it's going to take, they say, 6 months to heal.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Then weren't we talking, was it yesterday or the day before, like take a shot, extra protection? I guess I was expecting him to play. But seeing that line movement would tell you that there seems like there's a decent chance that he may not.
Sure does. Chargers against Jacksonville this week. That would have been interesting, that game with Herbert in it. I mean, it still can be, but, you know, can Jacksonville hang with them? That would have been interesting to see. Now it really won't tell us very much, maybe.
Yeah.
Chase Daniel is the backup.
I was going to say, like, who's the backup there? Is it Billy Volek?
It is not Billy Volek. Yeah. He was cut.
Ah, too bad.
In, like, a decade ago. Chase Daniel, who's been in the league that long, maybe himself, is the backup. He got in for one play when Herbert went out the other night.
I think he is one of these guys that has been in the league long enough that it would blow your mind how, like, his career earnings are.
Oh, my gosh. He's the absolute quintessential example of that, okay. Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
He's like $80 million or something.
Right.
Like Chase Daniel is the guy you want for that. He is the guy you want for that. I don't know the number, but
it's big, yeah.
And he's almost never gone in. Well, this might be his chance. Looks like the bettors think it will be. 803-0550 to call in. You want to get into Bills Dolphins? What will the injuries amount to on Sunday? Looked at the prop bets for this game, and the leading, this isn't that hard, I guess, leading receiver for yards in this game is who?
Tyreek Hill.
Diggs.
Oh, all right.
Hill and Waddle is more even. And, you know, Davis is listed if Davis were to play. He's questionable. That one clip of him, did you watch him?
I did not. So I didn't. When you said that at the outset of the show, I did not know what you were referring to.
Sal mentioned it yesterday. Like Sal shared a clip of Davis who looked fine, and then there was another one where he looked, you know, like he was bothered. Mm-hmm. So we'll see about him. But Diggs 81.5, Tyreek 71.5, Waddle 62.5, Davis 55.5. If he were to not play, you would get your money back, and you got your money back from last night.
Somebody early this morning, because I woke up, you know, obviously that happened at, 11:30 last night, and I tweeted about it. So, of course, you know, it became a clearinghouse for, like, you know, everyone. Like, yeah, I had that too. Oh, my God. Right? And then everything else. And someone in the midst of all that said, they're refunding you. And I said, oh, great. And I did wake up. I had $10 in free bets there this morning. I thought, like, well, is that the refund or is that something? Whatever, fine. And someone asked about it just now after the opening segment of the show. So I went in and looked, and sure enough, there's another 20 there. So they did refund people their money on that bet.
Just because of how stupid it was.
Yeah.
The play.
Yeah. That's
the same as winning.
No, it's definitely not. But you know, whatever, gives me another 20 to fool around with this weekend. So, you know, I will certainly take them up on that. I'm not going to turn it down. Yeah.
So. Are you like their guy? So you just have free money in there all the time? Do they do that? Do they treat you like that?
Yeah.
You could probably demand that.
Like once a week, really during baseball season, I was getting $80 free a week.
Nice.
That
you have to bet. That you have to bet.
Yeah, you have to bet. Yeah, and you have to bet it all at once. There's no divvying it up. It's like an $80 free bet. Or if there's a way to divvy it up, I haven't figured it out yet, but I don't think there is.
Okay.
So, and in fact, when I had the biggest win I've had, it was off a free bet that I just threw on a Mets same game parlay like I would normally put $10 on, but I had $80. All right, fine. And it hit. So I was like, wow, you guys, thank you. I mean, I would have never bet this much money on one game, and here we are, or one parlay. And I'm still sort of living off of that. that one hit, so they help make me. But yeah, they're always throwing. If you're active enough, which I guess I am, they throw stuff your way.
So you got the money back last night. You know, I had a thought last night. I didn't want to tweet it, but I don't think Kirk Herbstreit's working out. You agree or no?
I didn't enjoy that last night.
No. I feel like Al Michaels is kind of working alone, like. Kirk Herbstreit is fine. He knows football. He's not going to upset. Well, it's actually happened, but, you know, for the most part, he's not going to upset anybody. You know, he looks good. He's a pro, I guess. But, man, there's no, for me, There's no guy there.
No.
You know, there's no sort of soul in it or anything. You know, thinking about Collinsworth, and he, I guess this is why he's good, because there are people who dislike him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there aren't any people who dislike Herb Street. And that,
I think that's a problem. I definitely wouldn't say I dislike him, but he feels to me like he's an animatronic. He's not a real. It's just like he's created in a lab. Here's the football analyst, and he just says the football analysty things in a football analysty way. And there's just nothing there. I don't feel any connection, personality, like just nothing. It's just sort of there.
Last night, I felt like I could barely hear him. And so Al Michaels brings up, or one of them brings up, the logo at midfield. Did you hear that conversation? Brownie the Elf. They're talking about the giant Brownie the Elf logo at midfield in Cleveland. And like Al Michaels is just trying to push him into an interesting conversation or even to a line or just anything. And Herb Street's like, well, what used to be there? Like they'd never prepared for this conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Madden, who's like, it's an unfair standard to set for anybody, but you know, a lot of that Madden sidebar sort of commentary, like they pick someone out in the crowd and talk about they were eating or something like that, stuff like that. That's not the right example. Things like maybe this logo would be all right. Discussed. We'll have to talk about that. You know, you go through.
Yep.
I mean, they fly in early and they have all these people and it's just like, of course, they'd be prepared for that. And I don't know. It just sounded like they had no idea. Herb Street had no idea what to say about the logo and what it used to be there. I was like, a helmet used to be there. He knew, which was good.
Yeah,
right?
That's helpful. But yeah,
he's not really. He wouldn't feel like he's supposed to be the one to know that. You know, like the color guy is the. Mm-hmm. The one to sort of do the, well, color, you know, do the other stuff.
Fill in the, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And Al can, he can run with that, but he can't really produce it. He's not, I think he's probably not expecting to have to produce it. Anyway, maybe too much inside baseball here, but Herb Street, like, is he going to say anything all season that people want to talk about?
I would bet against it.
If that answer is no, he definitely shouldn't be in there. If he had Richard Sherman or Fitz or somebody, like, you know, every week we'd be talking about, like, the Romo effect. We'd be talking about something every week. Like, oh, my goodness, how did he know that? Or can you believe he would say that? I don't know. Maybe it's just so rich, all of this, that doesn't even matter anymore. Maybe football is so powerful that you don't even really need anybody. But you know they care about it.
Right, because they pay these guys a ton of money, yeah.
Yeah, with the money they spend on it, you know they care about it. And I don't know. He looks good. He's a little bit of a name, but man, just
yeah. I don't know. Is he? I haven't seen enough college football yet this year, at least not on ABC/ESPN. Like, is Herb Street still doing his usual Saturday stuff?
Oh yeah,
I think he is. So our buddy Andrew Filippone obviously was paying a lot of attention to this game in Pittsburgh yesterday. Works on the radio there. Worked with us for a while, you know, many years back. His observation. Did you see this from him? Was like.
No.
I love Herb Street, but he's spread too thin. He's not putting the work in to be delivering on this game because he's still doing all the other stuff and he just doesn't know all the stuff that you would need to know or that maybe you're used to having him know about these teams and different stuff, and maybe that's part of it. I don't know. You mentioned preparation. That's why, you know, not being ready to talk about the logo, like maybe he's not around.
Maybe Andrew knows that, but probably he's just sort of assuming that.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't have to be right, but he just didn't sound like the NFL. Like, don't even really want to put it that way because he's new and it's almost unfair. I don't know. Like, I've always liked Collinsworth. And I think, like, if you really care about announcers, this would be sort of like more proof of why you should, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
Because, like, There's a voice there. There's opinions, and that's what it's for. And of course the knowledge base.
Yeah,
and that's what I think. That's the recipe.
I don't always like Collinsworth, but I like watching him.
Sure.
If that right? I mean that's what you said, right? That people he doesn't like maybe more often than not he annoys me, but I still would rather have some reaction than just nothing.
Right.
Which is kind of what I
It's like us.
Get off of Herb Street. Right.
It's the same. It's of course a very different job, but there's a certain principle that is the same. I think like that's why I couched it before, because maybe it's just like so safe and wealthy that who cares? But I just can't imagine that anybody who sort of hires and produces those broadcasts thinks of it that way. I think it matters a lot.
That studio show, I think, has a lot of potential.
Me too.
I'm not sure, like, the woman whose host is it, Carissa
Thompson?
Thompson. She's not super smooth, but it's fine. Like she steers well enough to the panelists there, and there's a lot of personality there, man. Like to me, Gonzalez, you can just like shove him off the ship, off the side where he's sitting. Fitz and Sherman and Whitworth were, I thought, excellent last night.
Yeah, I didn't see them before the game. I saw the halftime.
I was there for the whole hour leading up to the game because I kind of wanted to. I liked what I saw of it last week. And so I had it on. I wasn't always paying super close attention to it, but it was. So you didn't see the pregame?
No.
I don't know if this made the rounds. I don't know if Amazon is putting stuff that they have pre-produced out there. They should. There was a pre-produced piece, like, you know, 3-4 minutes long, about, and I meant, you know, it's obviously a spoof, where like Fitz was with this Philharmonic Orchestra motivating them to record the Thursday Night Football theme song. It was one of the funniest pre-produced football pregame show things I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like, he was so great. Like, one of the first lines, I don't have it quoted here, but one of the first lines in it, like, he's sitting there, it's like a behind the music thing. You know, it's Fitz. He's got the beard and he's dressed like a pimp, and he's got the aviator shades on, and he's sitting there, he's just like, you know, at first, I told Amazon I didn't want to do it, but then they backed up a truckload of money, and that's always been one of my muses. And I'm like, that is like fall out of your chair funny. Like, it was great.
Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah, no, not at all. So I think that's got a lot of potential, but I'm not nuts about the booth there at all.
I wonder how well he would do up in the booth. Like, he's not going to be quite the character.
Right, it's a different gig, right?
It's different, but... Man, at least there'd be something to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Mark Schofield in 15 minutes here on WGR. Welcome back. We have Mark Schofield, frequent guest of the show, student of the game, quarterbacks, and more, joining us in about 10 minutes. Talk Allen and Tua in this matchup on Sunday. Sal Capaccio for our regular Friday Duntire Roundtable starting at 4:30. And then Adam Krautwurst, got to say it slow, with respect and admiration from Draft Sharks and the Deep End Fantasy Football Podcast, which I co-host with him, by the way. He'll be on at 5:30 answering questions. Derrick Henry is a good one. What will happen with Derrick Henry going forward, just stifled in Buffalo on Monday night? Week one wasn't great. Is it lights out for Derrick Henry on what might be a bad team, or does he get back to at least close to what he's been? It's one question for Adam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we'll get to.
They are down the left tackle, Luan, already.
Right.
Ruled out for this game.
Hurt on the first play Monday night. The Bisons, BD, last home weekend of the season starts tonight. They've been playing in the series with Rochester. They have three games left. Tonight's at 6:05. Season, the home season ends Sunday. They go on the road for a few games to wrap it up.
Is tomorrow a day game or a night game? Do you know?
I don't know. Tonight, though, the drama with Aaron Judge is that the game is on Apple TV.
Right, and they're not.
No.
As of now, it will not be available for any kind of cut-ins, is the thing. So if you don't have Apple TV, you can't watch the Yankees and Aaron Judge try to break a record from, I mean, that seems ridiculous to me.
A little bit. I don't have Apple TV, but I probably wouldn't have been there anyway. Yeah.
I do, but I don't think I am going to, whatever. We'll see how my night goes. I just, I may want to do something else tonight. I don't know if we're going out or what, but yeah, I have Apple TV. It's great, but I mean, I just think, I'm thinking of, you know, someone my dad's age who's loved a team his whole life and definitely is not someone who is streaming on his handheld device.
No.
You know, sports or anything for that matter. And, you know, not being at, like, someone in Queens tonight that's been a Yankee fan their whole life, I know, even in Queens, is like, you know, their 40-year-old son is telling, well, Dad, yeah, no, it's streaming, it's not, I'm sorry. Like, there's nothing you can do. That would be horrible.
Yep. Maybe Judge should sit out. Are they all set in the standings? But, you know, people have tickets to this game, other considerations.
Right.
Yeah. Home field. They're kind of like perfectly situated in the second slot in the American League. So if you want to give them a day off, maybe you give them the Apple TV day off.
On a Friday night in the Bronx against the Red Sox?
I don't know.
Come on.
You know, he doesn't play every day, does he? You could do that, I think. Is it an outrage if they did that? Maybe it is. I'm not sure I want them to do this. Just thought of it. Mark Schofield next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.